Positive momentum for this football team. A short week with the Bills. We got the PFF numbers and more on a Monday edition of Locked On Lions.
You are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
One, two, three in a row for your Detroit Lions. Yes, Leo's back to work today on a Monday edition of Locked On Lions. Matt Derry with you on the Locked On Podcast Network. Monday, November 21st into Tuesday, November the 22nd. Here we go. Lions getting set to take on the Buffalo Bills at Ford Field. Bills Mafia will be here Thursday for Detroit and Buffalo, and the Lions going for four straight wins. It's their first three-game win streak, as we told you yesterday on the postcast, since 2017, and now feeling pretty good. Dan Campbell making a pretty big announcement today as well. I got to tell you about the two keys that I think have been so important to this turnaround for this team lately, and we'll get to the PFF grades as we do each and every Monday for you right here on Locked On Lions. Thanks for making us your first listen each and every day. Following us on Twitter at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks, at Locked On Lions on Twitter, the Matt Derry Facebook fan page, where many of you commented yesterday, and also we're saying hello and aloha to our friends who watch each and every week and each and every day right here on the Locked On Lions YouTube channel. Locked On Lions today is brought to you by our friends at Prize Picks. Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy. Pick 2 to 5 players, do it tonight for Monday Night Football. And if they score more or less in their Prize Picks projection, you can win up to 10 times your money on your first entry. First-time users can receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100 with promo code LOCKEDON. That's prizepicks.com, promo code LOCKEDON. All right, so, you know, here they sit at 4-6. People talking about now that they're in the discussion for the playoffs and all of these things. But the bottom line is that they're feeling good about themselves. The Lions have won three games in a row. It's been 5 years since this has happened. There's some excitement again down at 222 Rodwood Drive and at Ford Field. And Thursday against the Bills, the start of a three-game homestand, Buffalo, Jacksonville, and Minnesota all coming to the corner of Brush and Adams. It's going to be loud. That place is going to be electric. This is not just the Lions are 2-7 and wallowing in the mire as they go into things. No, they've got some momentum here. And now they're facing a legitimate top-flight operation, all right? Yes, Buffalo kind of limped through their game against the Browns, but the Bills are really good. They're an elite team in the AFC, which is the better conference. Yes, Kansas City's really good. Yes, Philadelphia bounced back yesterday. You know, some of these teams, Baltimore, others are really, really good. Miami, all of a sudden, has turned into a really good team. But the Bills are really solid. Matt Milano at linebacker, Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs, they're excellent. And even when they play poorly, they're still putting up 25, 30, 35 points a game. They're an explosive offense. They've got a quarterback that does everything. They've added pieces, including Nyheim Hines at the deadline and others. Dawson Knox is an excellent tight end. So the Lions are going to be pushed on Thursday. And without Jeffrey Okuda, it's going to be even more difficult in guarding Stephon Diggs and those Buffalo wide receivers, Gabriel Davis. But I got news for you. This team's playing really well. And you know what? One of the biggest reasons why this club is where they are right now and feeling good and having some success is Aiden Hutchinson. All right, and we're going to get to the PFF numbers in a minute and everything else in the top five and bottom five and all those things. But over the last few weeks, Aiden Hutchinson has played really, really well. And he's making plays. He's got just as many interceptions as any other rookie. And he's a defensive end. He's an edge rusher. The sack numbers are going up. The tackles for losses. The motor. The guy plays hard on every play. He's knocking people around. He's a bowling ball out there. Running people down, going across the field. That's contagious. That's the kind of leadership. That's the kind of example that gets other players on that defense fired up. And I'm not saying that Aiden Hutchinson is the only leader on the defense, All right. Some of the veterans, the Michael Brockers, the Tracy Walkers, who's been hurt. But, you know, Anzalone, who's not a great player. But Aiden Hutchinson is setting the tone. And I don't want to hear people, let's silence the Aiden haters. No, you know, somebody was tweeting me, you're still going to blast him? Yeah, the two out of the first three games, he didn't really play well. All right, against the Eagles, I told you going into that game, he was going to struggle going up against an RPO offense and quarterback like Jalen Hurts. I knew he was going to struggle early. Rookies take time. But nobody's hating on him. They were just waiting for him to play like the number two overall pick. And you know what? He dominated yesterday. And oh, by the way, Kayvon Thibodeau, his PFF score was 30 points lower. Did you even know he was on the field for the Giants yesterday wearing number five? So we got to give this guy props. And I don't care where he went to school. And he's a Michigan guy. So no, who cares? He's performing. All right. Brian Baldinger did a tape review on Twitter today and showed a play where he was lined up opposite of the right tackle and just exploded across the field to tackle Saquon Barkley from behind for like 3 yards. He read the play. He wasn't over pursuing. The interception, I mentioned this yesterday on the postcast, was an unbelievable play. The back pedal, the hands. Those are plays linebackers and cornerbacks drop. Here's a defensive end with those kind of ball skills. That's huge. This team has needed a player like this. So you got to give it up to Aiden Hutchinson. He's been awesome over the last few weeks and really the last two games. Chicago, where he had the play where he took David Montgomery and threw him down like a rag doll. And then yesterday against the Giants, he just was everywhere. He's living up to the billing, and that never happens around here, ever. But it has the last couple of weeks. Tell you who else has been really good, all right, and has been a key to the Lions' success, and that's Jared Goff. I know Jared Goff isn't top five in PFF. I know Jared Goff is not great. But you know what Jared Goff is not doing? He's not handing the ball to the other team. 3 weeks ago, Aaron Rodgers, three interceptions, including one by Hutch. 2 weeks ago, Justin Fields, Hall of Fields, Gold Jacket. Greatest running back, greatest running quarterback ever. Pick six, Okuda. Last drive, held the ball too long. Hutch sacks him. Julian Okwara sacks him. Was that Goff doing that? No. Goff was actually taking care of the football. And yesterday, Daniel Jones hasn't thrown an interception in 5 weeks. Only has 8 picks all year. Danny Dimes threw 2 yesterday. Jared Goff, 0. Taking care of the football. Maybe they'll make a change at quarterback. Maybe they'll get Derek Carr. Maybe they'll do something else. Maybe they'll draft somebody. I don't know. But right here, right now, Jared Goff is winning football games and not turning it over. He's not Mr. Small Hands with a fumble. He's not Mr. Pick Six lately. He's getting the job done. Big news on one of the Lions rookies. We're going to tell you about that. Coming up next, first, our friends at Total Wine and More. The best this holiday season. Find what you love at Total Wine and More. With so many great bottles to choose from, it is easy to find a new favorite Cabernet or Chardonnay or the perfect gifts for everyone on your list with some help from a friendly guide and all the confidence of knowing you found something special for the lowest price. I shop at Total Wine. You should as well. Love what you find only at Total Wine and More. Curbside pickup and delivery available in most areas. Visit TotalWine.com to learn more. Drink responsibly. Be 21. And Lockdown Lions is also brought to you today by Turo, the world's largest car sharing marketplace. With Turo, you can book any car you want, wherever you want it, from a community of local hosts. Browse a huge selection of vehicles for just about any occasion or budget across the U.S., U.K., Canada, and coming soon to Australia. I don't know if I have any Australian listeners, but shout out. Hey, book a spacious SUV or minivan for a family road trip. Get a classic or luxury car for a special event, birthday, or holiday. Find affordable economy cars if you're on a budget and just need to get from A to B. Test drive that new electric vehicle you've had your eye on, too, to see how it fits in your everyday life. Many Turo hosts can even deliver the car right to you. Every trip is backed by liability insurance. Terms and conditions, exclusions apply. Forget boring rental cars. Find your drive at Turo, T-U-R-O.com. Locked On Lions, a Monday edition. Victory Monday. Lions are 4-6. Second place, baby. That's right. NFC North. It's the Vikings and the Lions. Where are the Bears at? What about the great Green Bay Packers? Whatever. Lions are in second place. We're celebrating. We're having a great day here on Locked On Lions on a Monday. All right, who else is having a great day? How about the return of one Jameson Williams to practice today for the Lions? Now, everybody's going to need to pump the brakes a little bit because let me tell you something. I doubt, highly doubt, that you're going to see J-Mo on Thursday against the Bills. He's coming back from a torn ACL, and if we've learned anything from what the Lions have been doing with Williams over the past months, it's taking it slow with him. Today, he's officially on the field, and he'll be running routes and catching some balls from none other than Tim Boyle. Don't see him playing Thursday. I just don't. I think they want to, you know, Dan Campbell said today, they want to see him run some routes. They want to take it slow. They want to get him acclimated to some speed and some workouts. But you are talking about the second first-round pick for the Lions that Brad Holmes traded up to get and got him at number 12 and game-breaking speed, so much excitement. And I can't wait to see him. But I don't think they're going to activate him for Thursday. They've got 21 days to decide what to do with him now that he's officially been designated to return to practice. Remember, tore his ACL last year in the national championship game in January, and they've been very, very cautious with him. But Dan Campbell said it today. They asked what he can bring to the table and what this means, and he said speed, a lot of speed. And it's asking a lot of a rookie to come out and immediately be a dominant player. But I just have been so excited by his addition, and we've been waiting for this. And honestly, we know this. The Lions don't have a deep threat. We saw DJ Chark yesterday give it a shot on a deep ball, and Goff kind of underthrew him and nearly got it picked off. Chark's not really that healthy yet. We love what Tom Kennedy brings to the table, and Amon-Ra St. Brown's a stud, and Josh Reynolds, when healthy, is fine, but nobody takes the top off the defense, as Bradley Holmes would say, like Jameson Williams. I just don't anticipate him playing Thursday. Remember, this week is going to be a lot of walkthroughs and a lot of take-it-easy practices, especially with just really 3 days to work, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And Wednesday, you know they're going to be off their feet. But the excitement level of getting J-Mo back, and who knows, maybe he debuts in a couple of weeks against Jacksonville. That would be amazing. And the Lions also are running a business. If you announce that he's back and is going to play against Jacksonville, that might sell some tickets for the Jaguar game. It's possible. So keep that in mind as well. But very exciting news, certainly, from the Lions today that Jameson Williams is going to be back. Like I said before, two guys I don't think are going to play this week are Evan Brown, who left yesterday's game, the right guard with a hamstring injury. Dan Skipper came in and did okay. And Jeffrey Okuda, concussion protocol. He has to be cleared, and there's no way he's going to be cleared for Thursday. So that's a big loss for this team. But other guys are stepping up. Will Harris has played well as of late. Jerry Jacobs has been very big. This does mean that Amani Oruwariye is going to have to play, and he struggles. We know that. But I'm excited to see how this team kind of gets, how they look Thursday against a Super Bowl contender. I know the Giants have 7 wins. I get that. But Buffalo's really, really good. All right, PFF numbers, we promise you those every Monday. We'll do that. Coming up next, let me first put up the overlay and tell you about our friends at Prize Picks. Daily fantasy, making entries, picking 2 to 5 players. It's a lot of fun. Tonight, you want to take Jimmy Garoppolo to throw for less than 300 yards against the Cardinals, Kyler Murray, or Colt McCoy, whoever's playing for the Cardinals tonight. You know, maybe you want to do Debo rushing for less than 75 yards or something like that. Elijah Mitchell, you could do all that at prizepicks.com. Pick 2 to 5 players, and if they score more or less than their Prize Picks projection, you can win up to 10 times your money on any entry. No competing against other people. It's just you versus the projections available. Prize Picks offers projections on any sport that you watch. That includes NFL, NBA with the Pistons, NHL with the Wings, MLB, college football, college hoops, whatever. They do it all. Entries can be made in 60 seconds or less. It's that easy. Safe and fast withdrawals, currently operational in over 30 states and Canada. Download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com to sign up and play daily fantasy sports. First-time users can receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100 with promo code LOCKEDON. If you deposit $100, Prize Picks will give you $100. If you deposit $50, Prize Picks will give you $50. Don't forget to enter promo code LOCKEDON at sign up for an instant deposit match up to $100. All right, we are back on Locked On Lions on this a Monday edition. And listen, we're keeping it positive. All right, Lions 31, Giants 18. Lions dominate yesterday. They've won three in a row. They won two in a row on the road. We are going top five offensive and defensive players from this week, from Sunday. I'm not even mentioning bottom five. I'm not even going to say anything negative. We're only going to mention the good stuff. All right, I am cleansing my hands. I've got some sort of hand sanitizer in here. My kids hate this one. It's like oil. But we're keeping it positive. On the offensive side of the ball, let's start with defense, actually. The highest graded Lion performer on Sunday in their win over the New York Football Giants was Aleem McNeil at a 91.0. Wow. A 91, that's amazing. He had a dominant game yesterday, folks. And if McNeil can come on with Okuda, Kirby Joseph, Hutchinson, that's a young defense and some building blocks for the future. Love what Aleem McNeil did. And I know the Giant fans are going, oh, Shane Lemieux sucked at left guard and blah. Don't care. Aleem McNeil had a man-sized game yesterday, 91.0. Aiden Hutchinson, second at 85.6. William Harris, that's right, Will Harris, 77.8. Starting to play better. Maybe cornerback is his fit. Kirby Joseph, 69.2. Derek Barnes, 69.0. Nice for Derek Barnes. On the offensive side of the ball, Taylor Decker, high quality performance, 86.3. Look, what can you say about Taylor Decker? Leader, has been there. He's your left tackle mainstay. Good football player. Amon-Ra St. Brown, 82.4. Mr. Reliable, making clutch catches as always. Justin Jackson, 80.8. So three players over an 80 grade for the Lions. Justin Jackson. That would be Jonah Jackson. 80.8. Penei Sewell, 73.8. And Khalif Raymond, 72.4. Raymond's been pretty solid as of late. I want to make sure I have the right thing here. Hold on. That was not Jonah Jackson. That's running back Justin Jackson, 80.8. Let's get that squared away. Decker, St. Brown, Justin Jackson, the running back, who's, I love what Dan Campbell said to TJ Lang in the postgame show yesterday on the radio. Justin Jackson's a curveball. You got DeAndre Swift, small, speedy. You got Jamal Williams, powerful. Here comes Justin Jackson playing well, 80.8. Then Penei Sewell, 73.8. And then Khalif Raymond, 72.4. Those are your top five offensive and defensive performers from yesterday's win over the New York Giants. And what can you say about the coaching staff? You've got to give them some credit. Whether you are a believer in Dan Campbell or not, Dan Campbell has made adjustments the last few weeks. He's no longer doing stupid fourth and nine calls or not taking points. Yesterday, he had the Jack Fox situation. I think they were at the Giants, the 35, could have been a long field goal in the wind. Elected to punt, uses punter, and Jack Fox, the Pro Bowler, the MVP, the GOAT, kicks it inside the five. All right. He's using his kicker now in Michael Badgley. All right. He's being smart with his timeouts. And they've been aggressive. And he's told Aaron Glenn, I think, we don't have to blitz every single time. The Lions are showing and disguising different things. The coaching staff has improved. All right. I don't know what that's going to happen on Thursday. I don't think they're going to win. We'll talk to Joe Marino from Locked On Bills for Wednesday's crossover. I'm not really thinking I'm picking the Lions to win. But you know what? They're sound right now. They're not making the mistakes they made earlier in the year and last season. And it's been fun. So we'll take it. We will take it all day and twice on Sunday. So we're happy about that. That is for sure. Final thing we want to remind you about is our friends at Locked On Sports Today with Peter Bukowski. Thank you for making Locked On Lions your first listen. For your next listen, check out Locked On Sports Today, the podcast. The biggest stories of the day, plus instant reactions, big game recaps, and the take of the day. Available on the Odyssey app, YouTube, and wherever you get your podcasts. I'm going to be on with Pete, I believe, tomorrow on Locked On Sports Today. That'll do it for us. Thanks for watching and listening. We're back again tomorrow.